This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, thank you. I got to tell you something, Omar.
What's that?
My wife just said, happy anniversary.
Oh, no. You didn't know? You don't know. You didn't know. We know you didn't know.
I told him just to say he didn't want to wake her up and then, to, you know.
Yeah. Come home with flowers, man.
Maybe she keeps her text tones on, you know, whatever, the ringtones. So you didn't want to wake her up. You knew that.
You know where to go.
No. I didn't want to wake her up.
You know where to go. Beverly's Jewelers.
Beverly's Jewelers.
Look at Omar. He's playing a game. Nice job, Omar.
That's a good job. By the way, that's a good place to go.
You know where to go.
I do know where to go.
Do you know how many years?
I do.
Well, how many years we did? How much time
you
did?
You don't know.
29.
You did a 29-year bid.
She told me.
Oh, she told you. Okay.
29-year bid.
29. I put her on a 29-year roller coaster.
I think that deserves a nice gift.
Yes, I do.
Well, you
I
stop. Agree. Don't. I think you it know does, what? Does. Don't start. Don't. You don't need to start.
Let me look up what's
got to be really nice because she's going to see the statement. She'll know what you spent. So don't go cheap. That'd be nice.
You're such a clown. You really are an ass clown. You just. Anyway, forget that. Nobody cares about that. That's my
happy anniversary, Joe.
No, man, thank you.
You going to dinner tonight?
We all need a good woman by our side, you know?
I wasn't planning on going to dinner tonight. I was going to wait till the weekend.
Yes, yeah. Tell her we'll celebrate on the weekend. But make sure you plan it out. Do it
I will.
Big. Yeah.
You know what this calls for?
What's that?
Council Oak.
Okay. I've never done it, so I don't know.
Oh, that place is nice.
It's Art Basel weekend, too, by the way, so everything's going to be popping. So make sure.
Is that this weekend?
Yes, sir. This week. Yeah.
You're big into that, huh? Wynwood's fell off, though, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Wynwood is not the same.
What happened to Wynwood?
Oh, it's become all corporatized. It's filled with New Yorkers. It's high-rise city. It's like little Manhattan. It's horrible.
Really?
Yeah, they took Wynwood over and made it.
I don't get out of my little area, so Omar, I'm not really sure.
Oh,
what's
man,
going on.
Wynwood is so downhill. The locals made it special, and then every transplant lives down there now. They're the only people that could afford it. I'm dead serious. You ever been in the art district?
The whole area is expensive. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's all
everything.
Expensive. Yeah.
No, there's no question. Everything's.
Oh, I always like to bring up Wynwood. Omar, he's always very upset about Wynwood.
I am.
That was his spot.
It still is my spot. I'm still
keeping
him
alive.
I'm a brick resident. Yeah.
Before we get back to everything else,
don't do this stuff with him.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How's it going with the ladies right now?
I'm building back my roster. Hopefully,
Have you just thought about putting yourself in timeout for a little while?
I tried, Joe, but you know, I got cravings. Like Joe, I gotta.
What?
I gotta be who I am, Joe.
But why?
Just I'm a social creature.
Take your finger and don't hit it. Don't swipe. Just take it off. Just shut that thing down for a little while.
He's building the roster, like he said,
yeah,
man.
I gotta build the roster.
Hey, someone
Joe.
In town's gotta have a strong roster. Let them, let them build, man.
It takes time to build a good team, Joe.
Yeah, takes
man,
5 years, right?
I don't know, but I'm. So what do we do? What do we do with this roster? Let's whatever happens the next. What am I? Five games, four games, whatever we have left.
I think we are at the point in the year we've only got five games left, where Bradley Chubb and Cameron Good, the two edge rushers who've been out all year with injuries on the PUP, they have to open up their window and see where they are physically, medically. You're barely practicing anyway. Why would you not open up the window? You've got 21 days to see where they are. And if Chubb is going to be able to play at the end of the season, why not get him ready now? Why Cameron Good? So, why not get him ready now? What are we waiting for?
So you know this process on the whole Achilles, like it's
the it's ACL
or ACL. ACL I'm sorry,
it's ACL plus and patella with Cameron Good. I mean, you need desperate help for pass rushers.
No, no, I get it.
Listen,
I'd love to know he's back to where he was before the.
We're not going to know that. We just need a body right now, Joe. We need a body. Just somebody out there other than Cameron Good, Chop Robinson and Emmanuel Ogba. And props to Emmanuel because, you know, he's playing with a torn bicep, and that's not easy. But, you know, he's doing the best that he can. But I don't know how much of an impact that he can actually make with a torn bicep.
Yeah.
He's out there. You know, now we got Quentin Bell playing a prominent role. You kind of need, if there was ever any time Bradley Chubb is going to put on a cape and come to this team's rescue, it's right now.
All right, so going forward, do you think this team tries to sell everybody and come back with the same basic roster?
I think we have to see how the season plays out in the final five games. I think no chance if they don't get to a winning record, which means you got to get 9. I think if they get to 10, which I think is really unrealistic in a stretch, then it's definitely everybody's back, and we're gonna fix our issues are, and we're gonna draft young players and hope that they play well and pretend like everything is status quo, and we'll figure out we'll see how that is.
I'm just trying to figure as they've kind of put this thing together and made some guys some of the highest paid players in football.
Yeah.
But here's my question to you guys. Why should these last games even matter at this point? Like, you know what the Dolphins are.
Because
if they beat up on the Jets and the Browns and, you know, whatever, like.
Browns are out here winning games.
I don't care. I'm just saying, you know what the Dolphins are. Whether they lose out or they win out or something in between.
What are they?
They're what you just saw on the road. That's what they are.
Okay.
They're a mediocre at best team that can't beat anyone.
They're not mediocre.
What are they?
They are an above average team that
definitely not above average.
Oh yeah, they are above average.
Well, the record wouldn't say that, but go on.
They're an above average team. They can beat average teams. They can't beat the upper echelon teams. And is that an issue? Yes. You play Detroit.
That's the other thing is, Omar, we didn't set this roster up.
No, you didn't build it.
It was set up to win some playoffs. I just go to the one fundamental. We haven't won a playoff game in 24 years.
That's true. That's facts. And even if
and
you
like,
sneak
I don't
in,
know how important that is when we do the bios and we put out our media sheets and stuff. Winning records are great, but you got to win playoff games. When did the Dolphins and Don Shula go, hey, it's all about having a winning record? That's what it's about.
Well, I mean, it's baby steps. You got to start somewhere.
Baby steps. We've been baby steps for 2 decades.
No, you haven't, because you haven't put together a winning record for a majority of those 2 decades. This would be the 4th season, I believe, that you put together a winning record. Now, has it resulted in any playoff wins? No. And realistically, even if you get in, your first round opponent's going to be Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Pittsburgh.
Somebody wins the division.
Somebody who's going to smack you around.
I don't know. Pittsburgh's giving up that spot to Baltimore.
I agree with you. So I mean, somebody's going to smack you around. So
could you imagine going on the road playing like a team like Pittsburgh? My God,
it's probably going to be Buffalo. It's probably going to be Buffalo.
Dolphins playing in that thing last night. Good Lord, man.
That would have been a disaster. That would
there last night.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hold on, it doesn't matter who you put there. Maybe Kansas City can play in that.
I think there's a bunch of teams that can play. I think
Pittsburgh can play in that.
I think Baltimore can play in that.
Basically,
the playoff teams.
Yes. yeah. But we're done. Right? We're done. And that list is done.
It's cold everywhere we talked about this earlier. It's cold everywhere in the country outside of Florida.
California might not be cool.
Southern California's not bad.
All right, but we're not playing teams from
Texas
California
Texas
now. I'm talking
not
about
bad. Arizona's not bad.
Even Northern California, you get down to 50.
Let's be realistic here about that Buffalo game last night. 5 teams could have played in that. 5. That's it. I don't even know if the Jets could play in that.
Well, the Jets can't play in anything.
I agree.
And by the way, what he's saying is fair. Like, San Francisco, I think, is actually a really good team, and they were falling all over their faces. I've never seen that before.
You can't play. Like, who?
They had a receiver in motion, and he just fell down.
Yeah. Like, if Buffalo plays everybody in that, they're winning the Super Bowl. Like, if
did
if,
you see
if
the D Lyman? D Lyman tries to get off the ball. He falls down.
Super Bowl's indoors this year.
No, I'm saying they're getting to the Super Bowl. But every if they're the number one seed and everybody's got to play in that, oh, it's over. You might as well put your money on Buffalo. They oh. I mean,
I don't know. I think KC will go in there.
I'm not counting Kansas City.
Yeah.
They keep winning with luck. They keep winning with luck, Joe. How lucky do you have to be in a seat?
I don't know. This is the luckiest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this.
Hey, by the way, what happened at Kansas City game, that didn't really help out that narrative about the refs.
Come on. The refs are really the refs.
Dude, that guy came running in signaling false start. And then they get together and they huddle and they go, it's a fumble. Kansas City wins.
Can we do this since you're
and I had Kansas. I needed Kansas City to win that game on the money line.
You know what?
So I don't care.
I'm going to put you on the phone with somebody so you don't just yap little stupid ass stuff that you try to say.
Bro, did you see that guy? Did you see the guy come running in?
The league is trying to help Kansas City win.
Yes, they do. They are. They need a marquee team.
Just answer a question. Just answer a question.
No.
True.
You shut up. Answer a question. Just one question. Did you see the guy come running in to call false start?
Yes.
Okay.
They need Kansas City.
Can I give
City.
You the other part of that?
No.
Maybe the
don't.
Guy didn't snap the ball and like with the quarterback wasn't ready. You always want to make an
It's a dead ball penalty. It's a dead ball penalty, a false start.
Do you see the
he
other
He was
part
running
of it,
in to call false start.
You never go
You're not
through
even running
that.
Into to call it.
If you just
he
hold
did
on
call
to the ball.
It.
We don't have to have this discussion of whether
it doesn't,
the official.
But I'm just saying, he called a false start. That's a dead ball
do
penalty.
Do you really
that no
believe
play.
That the league calls the officials and officials are going to make sure Kansas City wins?
They don't
guys,
have to. They don't have
Omar,
to.
Omar, if you're
they
doing this, you're
to.
A big dummy, too. You
no,
think the league,
no, no,
so you
no,
think
no.
The league, only
the league
got
needs
love
a marquee team. The
do
league needs a marquee
is
team.
Is a false start a dead ball penalty or
tell
not?
Me, name me the marquee teams in the NFL right now.
I don't buy that.
Other than Dallas, name me the marquee teams in the NFL. Who do they always want to put on TV? Who do they want to put on national TV? Who drives the ridiculous ratings that makes them a $16 billion business?
They're getting that money no matter what.
No, they need a big team. They
it
need a dynasty.
Who's getting that.
They need a dynasty.
He's not going to cave on this one.
They need a dynasty. They need a
dude,
dynasty.
The guy was running in signaling false start. I mean, that means,
how
no,
many,
that means
how many,
no play.
How many calls do you have to see in their favor for you to believe that this league wants them to win?
So hold on.
I've been watching
Denver,
football for a long time. I've never seen them just say, oh, no, not a false start. The play counts.
Hey, dummy one and two, before we finish this, let's just run this. Baltimore Ravens, foot out of bounds by that much to start the season.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Guys out of bounds.
Okay, yeah.
Denver, Mike Westhoff special teams guys get the kick blocked.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's on Denver. Yeah, that's two games.
It.
But what about Atlanta? What about we've seen there've been like four games where it's like the calls heavily favor Kansas City.
Why don't you just bet on the Chiefs and embrace it? That's what I do.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Just throw that little Chiefs money line in your parlay.
They need them to three-peat.
Just embrace
the
it.
The league needs them to three-peat.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That I don't agree with.
Oh, absolutely.
So the league is like the commissioner's talking
they
to the
They need
officials.
A team to sell.
So let me ask you, because I know
officials know this.
No, they don't.
They know what's good for the league. You don't tell me,
Omar.
They know keeping Tua healthy.
Haven't you been covering the NFL? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you saying. You said some dumb stuff.
You don't think the officials look out for the league and what's in the best interest of the league?
Let me tell you something. I happen to know an official really well. He's a good friend of mine. He has never said, "Hey, you're not going to believe this one, Joe." The league called and said,
"No."
Give Kansas City, make sure Mahomes find something.
They don't take
keep
care
that
of
drive
Kansas,
going.
They don't take care of Mahomes in Kansas City. They take care too.
See the thing is like I'm like messing around most of it. I do think the false start thing is ridiculous, but like he actually believes this stuff. You know, guys would go to prison if they were fixing games. Right?
They're not fixing.
Well, what
games.
Is it? What you're talking
they
about?
They are not. They're
I mean,
taking
but that's
care
like,
of.
Ask the guy from the NBA. He actually went to jail. Like these
they
guys
are
I mean,
taking
go to jail
care
for doing
of
that,
their
but.
Premier.
No,
league
no, no.
What's
players
that taken care of, man.
Heavily favored. Listen,
that would mean fixing games.
Well, they haven't done
saying,
a very good
so.
Job because they're barely winning all these games.
Yeah, but they're somehow winning, right? Somehow winning. Some. They need them to get the number one seed. They
I just
want.
Gave
they,
you the great example. So Denver just said.
But yes, so you're telling me that calls in the Denver game didn't favor Kansas City before they missed the kick?
It was a 30-something yard
field goal. It's possible they phoned in and said to kick it low so they can block it. It is possible.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. The league need for money, for business. You don't think the NBA needs Boston and the Lakers to be good?
Yeah, I think the NBA did get caught fixing games, and people got in a lot of trouble for it.
They're not fixing games. What they're doing is—
So you think the commissioner sits up there and goes, hey— We need a they little Kansas to. City, and with Kansas, oh, who do you want on the other side, Derek?
They don't have to. The league knows.
The league knows.
They need premier teams. They need Detroit.
That guy's running in to call a false start, and they go, "Hey, you shut up. You know what we need here. They're in field goal range.
Hey,
Fred, shut up,
Fred. Pick the flag up right now, jerky.
That's a fumble.
I thought they let Miami into that Green Bay game, but unfortunately, Tua couldn't get it in the end zone. The offense couldn't get it in the end zone. They need these games to be entertaining.
That really
tell me
that
they don't?
Kills your argument that you have the officials fixing the Dolphins game.
No.
By the way, somebody kicked somebody's ass. You think they won that game last night? Buffalo to beat up San Francisco like that?
That there's no help in San Francisco.
Texter says, "Are you serious? Mahomes has 40 interceptions overturned in his career. It's like 30 more than anyone ever. They get phantom pass interferences. They get false starts turn into illegal motions. They get calls in their favor heavily." Is that true? Is 40 interceptions overturned?
I don't know about that.
I don't know where that guy got that number from. But
listen, they need
wow, look at what
this league.
Look at what's happened to every gambler out there.
They need the marquee teams to be good. Dallas is crap. Dallas is on national TV every damn day.
I don't agree with that in the NFL, man. The NFL's about parity. I really, truly don't
agree
with that.
No, they need their bread.
You want to make that case in the NBA that they want their big markets and their stars?
No, they need their bread and butter.
The NFL, the NFL is not a star-driven league, man. I completely disagree with you on that.
Yeah, I disagree with you. Who are they? Who is the biggest star in the NFL right now?
Can I tell you, Dallas Cowboys suck, and they get higher ratings than everybody every week.
Yeah, that's true. If they had their way, wouldn't the Cowboys be good?
You're right.
All right, so listen, let's do
this.
The
Cowboys need their
quarterback. Let's go to a break here, and then we'll come back.
We didn't get a lot accomplished there.
No, because now we got people going, you know what? I agree, man. I bet on them every damn week.
You should.
I mean, that's the way to do it is
you
to
should.
Just embrace it at this point.
Dude. Okay. Hey, Loctite. Chev, hey, man, I got you. I'm sorry, Chev. These guys running a lot. They're talking a lot today. They're all fired up here. But I do want to tell you about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. 100% financing, zero down. Chev always says one thing, the CEO at Loctite. He says, Joe, the one thing you can protect year-round is your home, man. That's what you own. We want to help you protect it the right way, the safe way, and do it the right way. And that's what they do. When you talk about Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. They got quality people. And let me tell you, the Impact Windows and Door folks and the roofing folks, all equally impressive, man. And they want to help you. And if you need a new roof, you've got one that's leaky, you've been holding on as long as you can, call Loctite, let them come out. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is you're looking for, they do it all. Don't wait for the next storm. Protect your home. Get it going right now. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. It's just getting bigger and bigger every day over there. Quality work. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything, man. You really don't. Loctite's a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. Speak to one of their professionals over there. Let them get the process started. 954-500-LOCK. Let Loctite take good care of you today. All right. Rough Thursday night. Rough Saturday afternoon, and here we are. Fins lost to
miserable Miami.
Green Bay. Ooh, boy. It was a tough one. Thursday.
Which one you think hurt more?
Oh, man.
Got to be the Canes.
Yes. Yes.
Because we were right there at the doorstep, Joe.
Yeah.
We were right
They're
there.
Up 21-0.
We were
They're
right.
up 21-0, man.
Yeah, man, but you know.
Into that first quarter.
Hold on, but didn't you know the defense was going to give it up?
Yes. But you jumped out 21. I said, because
does that defensive coordinator survive?
They weren't stopping this Canes offense. And I went, hey, they're just going to keep throwing it all over the place. And he came out. He was on target and sharp and had time to throw the pass protection, running it a little bit, but really just and then. But yes, I was going. At what point did Syracuse get their offense going? And they did. And when they did. And by the way, everybody in that secondary played poorly. It wasn't one guy. It was it didn't matter. Frederick.
They should be able to find a cornerback on the street, man. This you is know, it's, this oh, is this is ridiculous, again. Joe.
Don't start.
This it's
what
true.
Park are you going to? They got already guys playing there at the parks. It went through the whole thing. They got scholarships there.
Man, the way they look, Joe. I'm sorry. This is disappointing and sad. They need a new defensive coordinator because somebody's got to be held accountable for that. The all season, this has been the issue all season. You can't play anything different than what you're doing, or are we just looking at the roster and saying, "Oh man, we gotta hit that transfer portal hard and get some defensive players."
Yeah,
like
no, I can't answer that.
Because
guys are actually, it was interesting because some of the guys are in good position. And nobody makes a play
nobody
on the ball defensively. They made every play. Their receivers went up, made all the catches. It seemed like a lot of defenders were on the ground. And then the coverage underneath was none of those guys can cover.
Nope.
Not
a single one of them.
So I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for all those.
I got an answer for you. Randy Shannon. I'm not even a fan. But I think Randy Shannon should come home.
For what?
Defensive coordinator.
I don't think Randy will come back.
Pride's probably
I think
past him.
Isn't Randy with Florida State, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, Randy's a defensive coordinator at Florida State. But this is home.
Speaking of FSU, you see their huge hire over the weekend?
Who?
Yeah.
They got Gus Malzahn.
Boy, that was quick.
Yeah.
How quick was that from one job to the flipped over to the other, took from head coach to being the coordinator?
I can't believe they were able to get him. I mean, he was like three games over 500 in like 4 years there. I mean, that's what a get.
I'm guessing the I don't know how because I don't know. I didn't look it up, but I'm guessing they had some kind of relationship there before.
Yeah.
That they decided to.
Are they still suing everyone? What's going on over there?
Boy, you are just toxic today.
No, I'm just curious. Like, I know the Big Ten and SEC made it very, very crystal clear that they didn't want him. But are they still suing? Like, is that still a thing?
You're on a roll today.
He is special today. Special kind
of
hater.
You do this, you fight with your wife with some of this stuff.
Not
like
a chance.
No, because
not a chance.
She's a lot better at debating than you two.
Not a chance.
You're talking about that woman gets out in front of people for a living. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you guys are easy.
He just sits in his corner and shuts up over there.
Oh, man.
Pick my battles.
No. That's a good one. You can't win on that one.
Especially when she's the breadwinner. You know, you stay in your lane.
See, he had to go there.
That's fine. Whatever.
He got to be there. He's,
hey, man, it's shots all around. That's fine.
He's a trophy husband. Nobody, it is what it is.
Take shots all around, whatever it's got to be today.
Nobody's safe today. Nobody's safe in this place, man. By the way, did you see FIU and FAU coaches?
Man, somebody got it.
Speaking of nobody safe.
Yeah. Both programs are irrelevant. It is what it is, man. Who do you need to hire to save those jobs?
You got to win because long as there's a transfer portal and guys are going to FIU and FAU and some of those guys are getting paid.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't even know how to save either program right now.
Lane Kiffin did.
Yeah, that's true.
Lane Kiffin got it good enough to make him
maybe
move.
You got to get a little dirty. You got to get somebody a little dirty, but now everybody's dirty.
It is tough in this new system for those schools.
But there is no dirty anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
The old dirty is now clean. The old dirty is now the new minor league professional sports.
You're correct. I thought about that. I was like, maybe you need somebody a little dirty. Then I was like, wait a minute. Everybody's dirty now. So it is what it is.
I heard somebody was complaining, and I saw somebody took a jab at, and I believe it was at Nick Saban, like, hey, Nick, you're kidding, right? Like, instead of giving somebody money under the table, everybody can just get money now.
It's fair.
You don't have to do it the old-fashioned SEC way.
Them and Jimmy Sexton, man, they had something special going. Now it's everything's above table.
Well, I'll tell you who's winning right now. Those coaches, because those salaries keep going up. For the good programs and the players.
Yeah, you can't have a player making more than his coach.
You got guys making a lot of money. We got to go to break here. We got to get caught up. We are a little bit behind here. By the way, if you think you're having a bad day, you could be Justin Tucker. We'll be right back.
man.
I want to thank my
all over again.
Danny made me love the Dolphins.
I'm sorry that he done such a thing.
Why?
But it's my life to love the Dolphins.
Don't expect a ring.
Everybody now.
Danny, come on, Omar.
Made me love the Dolphins
so many times. I ask myself why. It's my life to love the Dolphins,
although they make me cry.
They make me cry.
I do want to take a moment here this morning to thank my my brother-in-law and my nephew who put that together years and years ago. So I want to thank Jamie.
And it still holds up good.
We had requests.
Still holds up good.
No. Receive. Some things just... Through age.
It felt like a good day to do it.
It was such a gut punch Thursday night, and then it's like, you know, everything everybody says about you is valid.
And that's the worst part. I know you guys but it's true. Like, you can't get mad if somebody says you're soft.
Yep.
You can't play in cold weather. Yep. You're a finesse team.
Yep.
Then go, well,
you can only beat pretenders. You can't beat any contenders.
You beat up on the three-win teams.
Yep. Every single word you said, every single word, anything, and they know that. They know
They said narrative more than word hadn't been used as much as it was last week.
And I have to wonder, and I do wonder this, because Mike McDaniel criticized himself and said, hey, I got to revisit how I practice and prepared the team for a short week, because they really didn't practice all week. I have to wonder, would we have seen a different outcome, let's say, if it was a regular week of practice? Not to say that...
Omar, stop. Come on.
Not to say that that's an excuse.
Give him an extra 2 days. Come on, man.
You just think they would have got pushed around no matter what?
I just think that's the way they're built, man. That's the way they're built. By the way, we talk to Coach every week. We're here, man. Tell you one thing that stands out. When you prepare to play the Miami Dolphins, they got a lot of speed on that team.
Yeah.
And then they go back to their meetings and go, but guess what? Bad weather, we're going to show them what we do to speed.
You jam them, press them, and
get
physical with them.
Isn't something new, by the way.
Kyle Krabs, he put out something about Restrepo and how he'd be perfect for the Dolphins. And I'm thinking to myself, man, don't we have enough tiny, short, slot-type receivers? We need some big physical receivers. You need somebody who can muscle
like
up.
Like a Ja'Marr Chase type that they passed on?
Or a running back like
Derrick Henry that they didn't feel was necessary.
Yeah,
I think you were on board with that one.
I was on board with both of them. I said they should pay
Derrick Henry whatever the hell it takes.
I never understood how they.
How much different
Dolphins
would this team be with Derrick Henry? By the way,
I'm gonna tell you why it wouldn't be that different. We can't run block.
You don't need to run block all that much with him, though.
Yeah, you do. He's got holes to run through. Don't act like the Philly, there weren't holes if you didn't watch that game. Don't just play stupid here that anybody can run anything. That guy.
That he get that 4th and 1.
Well, I agree with that. We didn't say. Now you flip the top.
I'm just saying.
I agree.
That's your problem.
We do need to get somebody in those situations. But don't think we're opening holes like you saw in that game last night from both teams.
But they did run for 150 earlier in the season for three straight weeks. And then it just disappeared off. I'm at the point where I think Austin Jackson's absence is been that drastic for them. Because there's no way you can go for 150 for three straight weeks and then 69 the rest of the way.
Oh, the numbers are
2.9 yards per carry.
Yeah, numbers.
That's ridiculous.
Numbers are not good, but the other thing, like, I think Restrepo is going to be a really good pro.
I didn't say he wasn't going to be, but does he fit for this team? What they need?
Maybe he should find somewhere else to go.
He's a slot receiver, correct? We're all on board.
This is not a great situation.
He needs to work
here,
inside.
Yeah, yeah. And not to say that they don't need an inside receiver, but I think Malik Washington can be that player. They really like him. They think he's young. They think he's smart. They're going to continue to invest in him. But you need a big physical receiver. Eric Uzukama, who could actually play, right? You need that.
You did not just – is he still on the roster?
Yeah,
somewhere?
He's on practice squad.
So
I said one that could actually play.
So what happened to him that he can't be good enough to call up on one of those three trips up?
He had a foot injury, and
that thing's not healthy. It's been months.
Liz Frank is very. I'm not Liz Frank. plantar fasciitis is very hard. But hey, listen, we're past his development. Like, he's got to be signed to a futures contract. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. I don't care. We're way past that now. They've got other receivers to invest in. They got that guy they claimed from Green Bay. You know, they got Malik Washington. They've got the other rookie, the other Washington. I can't even remember his name.
You're not throwing that Odell thing on me.
No. Odell's done. Odell's done. Whew,
man.
Yeah, Odell's done.
I will tell you, though, if you need a little bit of a show, you got to get there early pregame.
Yeah.
He likes to do the one-handed catches. And
hey, man. I like him as a person. I don't think he's got much left in him. And
you don't
I'm
have
sorry.
To say that to begin with. It's okay.
No. I mean, 10 years in the NFL.
The drop off from.
Yeah.
No. He physically. His
knees are probably bone on bone. Like, it's the fact that he's still here is, you know, testament to what he's.
Testament to the coaching staff that they kept him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I was going to say, a testament to another bad signing.
if he makes it, if he stays healthy for the rest of the season, God bless him.
I mean, how is he not going to stay healthy? What does he do?
Much. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. I want to have a healthy life and career, so props to him. I don't know, but you're
struggling too with the cold.
He has had a really good career.
Yes, he has had
mostly
a really good
in New York. It kind of went down after the New York thing.
I mean, but a lot of that was injuries too, and you know, quarterbacks. And
I know, blame everybody else.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what you do when you're a deep receiver. You blame everybody else.
Everybody. Even my dad agreed. Even my dad said that Baker guy was bad. Man, you're right.
Does he have Tampa in? Is Tampa in the playoffs?
They're back to 500 last night.
All right, that win. Let's go, Tampa.
Don't tell me, is Tampa Bay going to win that division? Are they? They're not in first place in that division again, are they? They win that division with like 8-8 before. Now we got the odd number with 17 games.
Doesn't Atlanta? I don't know. I don't know. The way Kirk Cousins looked, just
Kirk
on
Cousins
these highlights
was a pick machine yesterday. Man, he was throwing them.
Marcus May got one because he shouldn't have been cut.
Huh? The Falcons and the Bucks have the same record.
Wow,
they're both 6-6.
How about that?
They have the Falcons on top. They must have some kind of tiebreaker at the moment, but long way to go.
I'm a Kirk Cousins fan, but that arm.
Yeah, I bet
that,
you are.
That arm. What does that mean?
Threw four picks yesterday.
I know.
Of course you're a fan of him.
Sometimes your arm's dead, man.
Hey, he ain't going anywhere. They gave him a bunch of guarantees. We're going to keep doing that. He's not going anywhere.
No. Hey, man, in fairness, Omar was onto something with that Penix situation.
Yeah,
that was a smart draft pick.
They can trade him. He's tradable.
Who?
Kirk Cousins. Yes.
Gonna pick that contract up.
He's a good quarterback. He made the Falcons relevant. Did you realize who the Falcons were last year? They were nobody. He made them relevant. They're about to win their division.
I mean, they're 6-6, man. I know that's relevant in Dolphin land.
Dolphins would love to be 6-6. Yeah. See, like, yeah, I'm not turning my nose up at 6-6.
500 is the gold standard around here.
Oh, man.
Get to the playoffs so you can get your face kicked in by Kansas City or Buffalo in the cold.
That's all right. I want to see it.
Yeah, we bet you do because you get paid by the game.
Bum. You are a special breed today,
I
man.
Mean, come on. I'd love to see it. Yeah.
He's mad that I said I don't care if they win 4 out of 5 and 9-8 gets them in the playoffs.
I mean, 9-8, that's great. It's not going to get you in the playoffs.
But 10-7.
The problem I have with 10-7.
If they do 10-7.
The problem I have, Omar, is that at 10-7, you bring everyone back and you're just going to start plugging holes. And
Everyone's coming back anyway.
Then 500 will continue to be the gold standard.
I told him the same thing. Yeah. I've been telling him the same thing he didn't want to hear last week. They're all
I don't want
I
to hear it.
That. Hey, that's going to do it, man.
Chance you guys are wrong.
Yeah, small one, but there's a chance. Very small one. This guy does not like to hire people. He does not. It's very stressful for him. He doesn't. He just likes to continue.
Losing is stressful, too.
We do have to redo our system a little bit, though.
Yeah. No, you got to get better in the trenches.
We got to really take a deep. Matter of fact, the word is that they're thinking about bringing you in to help and to give you from an outside perspective.
You joke, but I don't know that that's a terrible idea.
I'm sure I would draft better.
Oh, come on.
I don't know
man.
That it's a terrible idea. I'm going to be honest.
Did you just do a big O? You could draft better.
Man, the way this guy's been drafting,
All right. Hey, that's going to do it.
They on bring that a whole note, contingent of media in there, the war room.
And the conspiracy theory, everybody wants Kansas City to win in the league.
Lewis Riddick, baby. Lewis Riddick.
Have a great day, everybody.